Good evening. We'll call to order the Whitney Town Advisory Board for August 1st. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please let the record show that all members are present. And we have county staff introductions.
Jared Tasco, Conference Planning.
Martha Vasquez, Park County Administrative Services and Commissioner Gibson's office.
Thank you. First item is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Next item is the approval of the minutes from May 16th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion on the floor for the approval of the May 16th minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Approval. Now we have the approval of tonight's agenda for August 1st.
I'll move to approve the agenda for tonight, August 1st.
We have a motion on the floor for approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Informational items. Announcements of any upcoming neighborhood meetings, county events, community meetings. Do we have anything coming on board?
No, not anytime soon.
Okay. Moving right along. Planning and zoning. Item number one, AR 19400058, UC 180821, LGI Homes, Nevada, LLC. Use permit, first application for review for the status of street improvements associated with the reduced setback for a temporary sales or leasing office trailer from any property line. Waiver of development standards for the following. Number one, reduced rear yard setbacks. Two, establish alternative yards for residential lots. And three, reduced setbacks from the street in conjunction with previously approved single-family residential development on 12.7 acres in an RUD zone, generally located on the east side of Steptoe Street and the north side of Graham Lane within Whitney. We have an applicant.
Good evening, Doug Rankin. G.C. Garcia on behalf of the applicant, 1055 Whitney Ranch Road, Henderson Valley. This is an update of a project that was previously approved in December of last year. This is a closeout of a subdivision that was partially completed 10 years ago. 2006 it received its first approvals. As part of that, LGI Homes agreed to a condition to complete the streets that weren't completed by the previous developer, where they left that neighborhood without completed streets. City County Services, including street sweeper, or anything else. So we've been working on completing some of those already built streets. We have completed the sidewalk and curb repair, which you can see in these exhibits here, these are the existing homes, and we've replaced the various portions where it was cracked and chipped or not acceptable for the county. We have since started working on the asphalt repairs for these streets. Public Works to identify those, and those are due to be completed on Monday. And we should have our final on Monday also for our on-site and off-site inspections, which will close out the project. The staff has given us until October to complete the project. One of the things we want to do that isn't is to do a slurry seal of the streets. We can't do that at this time because you can't slurry seal until the ground temperature goes below 90 degrees. We're going to do that in about mid-September, so that October date will give us a chance to do that slurry seal. So people that live there and new people that have already moved in will have brand new streets. So that's where we're at with this project. Most of the homes are completed. As a matter of fact, we only when I was last there on Tuesday, there were only a few units left to construct. Most of the units have been sold at a great price point, so it's very affordable. Not a lot of options at the home, but a great start. And it looks nice over there, and then finishing off the open space area too, including the single and small park.
Complete your presentation?
That's my presentation.
Okay. We'll open it to the public for any questions, seeing no one, so we'll open it up to the board. Anybody have any questions? We'll open it up to the board. Paul?
I'm good.
Okay. Anything? So everything's completed. I'll start since nobody's here. Everything's completed. The homes are all completed.
Everything. The new homes?
Yes.
Not all the new homes are finished.
Okay, but everything's been...
But all the sidewalk curb gutters and the asphalt repair will be completed by because we had called for a final bond. We posted a bond afterwards, including for this phase of the development and the vision for the future phase that we're working on building the new homes. We posted a bond for these streets also to ensure that we were going to complete those. And we posted a bond on top of the existing bond for the previous home building.
Okay, and then I just have one other question. All the setbacks and whatnot have been approved previously when you were before the board and before planning.
Correct. Right.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to verify.
We're getting a certificate of completion.
Right.
On hold.
Right.
But we still need to close out the streets. And that's happening tomorrow and Monday.
That's good. Happy to see that little part of the area completed over there.
I think these neighbors will now get street sweeping service. Actually, we're going to sweep the streets Monday morning.
Oh, there'll be a party out there, I bet.
Ever. Because they're currently not accepted by the county for these concerts. So they'll get swept. And that's part of the guarantee. And they will have to not be able to park on the street for just the part of the day where we go in and fix things.
But you have parking on the street other times?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Park on the street.
Because I think we discussed that a while back.
Yes.
Okay. But that's one of the things I... Parking in these neighborhoods.
Yeah,
actually,
when the original builder built substandard driveways, they're only the 6-foot driveways.
Right.
The LGI homes, the new ones, have 20-foot driveways. So there are no more cars in the sidewalk area.
Exactly.
Currently, on some of these streets, there are cars that block the sidewalk. On the new portion of the development, 20-foot driveways.
Good.
They're nice.
Yeah.
Nice start. So,
cool.
Very nice. I invite you to go over there on the step toe off of Dahl.
Well, I know where it is, so
and,
yeah.
And drive through.
Yeah,
very
nice. Very good. I'll wait till the streets are all clean, though.
Yeah, once the green space is done, right now you want to stay out there. There were nails on one of the streets.
I know, I'm just joking.
So, where no one was supposed to be.
That's all I have to say.
I have nothing.
Nothing? Do we have a motion on the floor? Anybody want to make a motion?
I move on AR-19-400058, UC-18-0821, that we approve the updates on the street status.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Happy that you're finishing that whole area up.
Yes, it will be nice. We actually have another project right down the street that we'll be doing.
Okay, cool.
It's going through, it's kind of just to the south on Cherry Hill and McGill there, that vacant lot.
That lot?
Yeah. And it'll be a similar project, similar homes.
Very cool.
So we'll see you soon.
We'll see you again then.
Yep.
Have a good summer.
Thank you again.
Oh, we're on to general business. I don't think we have any. This is now a time for general comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. If clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or by majority vote. Seeing no one.
May I say public comment?
Most definitely.
So is there any kind of reports going on with the uptick of gangs in the general area of like Stephanie, Hacienda, Dallas? The tagging has the last month or two, especially Aldon Hacienda, has, I mean, somebody new is in town for sure. It's not like artist graffiti, it's definitely gang related.
Yeah, the graffiti is coming back up.
Bad.
It's silver too. It's hard to see unless you get it online.
Yeah.
Who uses silver?
Me.
So we all know this is the wrong format to ask that question. The better meaning is first Tuesday.
I was going to suggest that.
Heard anything or reports? I mean, even when I was driving here, you know, today, like the corner of Morris and Joslyn, the whole wall is done, and come down Hacienda.
Well, just when we see next step, make sure to turn it into public response.
Right.
So before we cover it up, we take pictures and we submit to gates.
Okay.
So just make sure you're continuing to turn it into enforcement and get out there. And our code enforcement, I think we've upped our total painters to 5. So we have lots of painters, lots of paint. We can get out there a lot faster than we have in the past.
But can they touch it even if it's private property? Because I thought that's, yeah, they can. Okay.
If it's on the, like the side wall of somebody's house, it
yeah.
faces the street?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Take a look at Morrison Johnson. It's junky.
Well, if you can't get to First Tuesday next week, send me some pictures and I'll bring it. Because I go to First Tuesday, and that's, as Blanca said, that's the place to discuss that. Because
okay.
I know there's a couple of new gangs from my last meeting. So.
Yeah, and they've just been in the neighborhood. I haven't seen any criminal activity other than the graffiti, but just it happened almost like overnight. It was like it wasn't there, and then suddenly it was everywhere.
But schools get really hard too, and groups are marking for territory, so the kids see it. It's happened like that in the past.
Do you have anything else to discuss? Seeing nothing, we will close general discussion and make a notation that our next meeting is scheduled for August 15th, 2019. This meeting is adjourned.